Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
I need something fresh, like breaking news. You know what? Make it a missing person.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie. How you doing, my man?
Doing all right. Just in case anybody's curious, we're still snowed in.
Still snowed in.
Always
been the theme of
in.
The last 2 weeks. Feels like 3 years.
Yeah, you're going to tune into a June episode, and we're going to be like, guys, still snowed in.
It wouldn't surprise me. I've got 6 inches of just pure ice in my driveway.
Ice, not snow, just ice.
Thankfully, it's not been above 32 in 3 weeks. So
yeah,
that's
womp womp. John, today's case is breaking. You talk about fresh. We're recording this the day it broke, and really hoping we find some answers here. Why don't you get us rolling?
Well, I will say before we get into this, I pray that by the time this comes out, there is a lot more updates on it, because where it stands right now is just a lot more questions than answers, but it has a lot of the world watching. So authorities in Arizona confirmed late Sunday that they are searching for the mother of NBC's Today, the co-host Savannah Guthrie. Jamie, I asked you off the air if you remembered Savannah. I don't watch Today because I have a job every day.
Right.
And it's not on the weekends, but
it's not the Tonight Show when I'm off work.
But there are times where if I'm off work or whatever, and I turn on, I love watching the Today Show.
Yeah.
And Savannah Guthrie feels like she's been on there as long as I can remember. So for her mom to be missing is awful. So her mom, Nancy Guthrie, 84 years old, was last seen Saturday evening at her residence near East Skyline Drive and North Campbell Avenue, just north of Tucson, Arizona. Around 9:30 p.m. was when she was last seen, according to the sheriff's department.
And a key here is they believe a crime has taken place. This isn't a situation where they think an elderly individual has perhaps lost capacity to know where they are and to walk away. They believe that this was a crime. Guthrie's 84 years old. She's not in good health. So it's a big concern trying to figure out what happened, who was involved, and are they going to be able to find her safely, which is the result I think we're thinking and praying for here. Authorities were contacted around noon on Sunday to report her missing, and the search is ongoing.
Again, she's 84 years old. They report that she is not of good physical health. And they did report that there are things at the scene that have raised some concerns for them as well. So, of course, they're being vague about what that could mean. But like Jamie said, they are treating this as if it is a crime.
Yeah, it is a crime scene. So not sure if it's a robbery, not sure if it's a kidnapping deliberately for that purpose, not sure if she was targeted because her daughter's famous, like so many questions out there. But want to get the word out. If anybody knows anything, contact the Pima County Sheriff's Office and try to help find Nancy Guthrie. I'm sure this is a story that's going to be in the news in a really big way in the coming weeks. We usually see if there's a criminal or if there's a famous person in a crime story, they're the victim or they're the perpetrator and we're arresting them. Not often are they the victim here, so hopefully Samantha's family is hanging in there and they get some good news about her mom.
Yeah, absolutely praying for this situation. I hope that she is found safe and secure. There's a picture that we can post on today's image. But, I mean, you look at this lady, Jamie, and she is just a beautiful woman who I would love to have as my grandmother.
Right, yeah.
You can just look at her and tell she's a sweetheart.
She's not in good health, so this is, I mean, it's urgent anyway, but even more urgent by her health struggles. So, again, be on the lookout for the news. Hopefully, by the time you hear this, it's over and we can post an update, but just trying to get the word out while we can. But for now, this has been the beginning of a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast. distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.